President's rule in Jammu and Kashmir has been revoked, clearing the way for the formation of a new government following the recently concluded assembly elections in the Union Territory. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a gazette notification in this regard on Sunday, in exercise of the powers conferred by Section 73 of the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act, 2019, 34 of 2019. Read with Articles 239 and 239A of the Constitution of India. The order dated 31 October 2019 in relation to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir shall stand revoked immediately before the appointment of the Chief Minister under Section 54 of the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act, 2019. Read the official order. This development comes 2 days after National Conference, NC, Vice President Omar Abdullah met Lieutenant Governor, LG, Manoj Sinha on Friday to stake claim for government formation. Abdullah submitted letters of support that the NC received in the recently concluded assembly elections. After his meeting with LG Sinha, Abdullah said that the swearing-in ceremony could take place on Tuesday, October 15, or Wednesday, October 16, as the LG conveyed that completing the necessary paperwork would take 23 days. NC President Farooq Abdullah said on Saturday that the new government's primary goal would be to restore statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. Our priority will be to unite Jammu and Kashmir and end the hatred spread during the election. Statehood must be restored so the state can function properly, and we can get on with our duties, he told reporters. The Congress formally extended its support to the National Conference for forming the government by submitting a letter of backing on Friday. Support from the Congress, Independents, and the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, has paved the way for the National Conference to stake claim to form government in Jammu and Kashmir. This will be the first elected government in Jammu and Kashmir since the abrogation of Article 370 and the reorganization of the former state into two union territories. The 90 seats in the region were contested in a three-phase election, with the results announced on October 8. The NC-Congress alliance secured 48 seats, with the NC leading the alliance to victory, as the Congress won only 6 seats.